Okay, so let's talk about your philosophy and how it's changed. And I know it's changed because when I interviewed you, I think it was 5 years ago, Tread, that we did our first interview together. You
Yeah.
were adamant, adamant about, you had to know hunting from fabricated blinds and no baiting, and everything had to be in its purest form. And that's admirable. Fast forward to a year ago, and we watch you shoot an elk with an ear tag in it. So obviously, there's a whole new philosophy with Tread Barda, and let's hear it.
Well, that's not true, Pat. It is not a whole new philosophy, but I did do one show in a fenced area, and the object of the show was to show that even if you're severely disabled, there's still a way for you to hunt that you can do. But my philosophy has not changed, but my temperament has changed. I believe that you do your best and you do whatever it takes you to get in the great outdoors. And I am a little, although I always do it the hard way, and I shoot the longbow, and I make my own arrows, and I try to get the most out of it. When somebody says you got a week to live, or somebody, I got to fight every day to get in bed and out of bed, and it takes me 2 hours to take a shower and an hour and 20 minutes to get dressed. And when it takes you 3 hours just to do what you can do in 5 minutes, your philosophy changes. And when, I had someone say to me the other, I won on a deer hunt in Wyoming. How was your hunt in Wyoming? He says, "Well, I got a rat and I came home." "You got a rat? Really? A rat? What is a rat? A small deer?" Any deer is a trophy. And why didn't you tell me about how the sage smelled, or what a good time you had, or what camaraderie you had, or how beautiful the mountains were, or what a great shot you made? And it makes me think. I think that the longbow and recurve community got a little bit uppity, with me on obviously at the head of it. If you want to do it, there's no doubt about it. You shoot a wooden arrow, a longbow, a recurve. It's the hardest way you can hunt, period. But that doesn't mean that a guy with a rifle or a compound or a crossbow does not enjoy that hunt and bring home that pride to his family and enjoy the great outdoors just as much as someone who does it the hard way. And I'm not suggesting that all of this technology today is to the best of what we can be. But if you're in the outdoors, I'm becoming more tolerant of what it is. And then when a guy tells me he shot an elk with a rifle, I don't ask how big the trophy is. I ask him about his hunt. Tell me about where you won. What did it look like? What did it smell like? Did he have a good time? Did he have a campfire? Did he camp out? I mean, how did he get the elk out of there? I think this is what hunting is all about. And unfortunately, the tragedy is in our kids. Our kids today don't know how to overhaul an engine. They don't know how to change oil. They don't know how to change a tire. And they don't know how to string a bow or do a flip down rest or optics on these bows. They got to take it to the bow shop. And the idea is if you spend more and you have more, you are more. Well, that's BS. I don't buy it. You go buy a small Pennsylvania home that's 700 square feet with vinyl siding on it, and the grass is cut, and everything is clean, and the garage is perfect. I salute you. You know what I'm saying? You have what you have, you're proud of what you have, and you take care of what you have. So I have become tolerant. But make no mistake, I'm a longbow hunter. And I will be until someday I can't do it anymore. But you know what? If I have to pick up the crossbow, the rifle, or ever what I have to do to be in the outdoors, I will do it, and with great pride. Has my philosophy changed? Yeah, it has a little bit, but not that much. but it maybe it has. I mean, what do you think, Pat?
You know, only you can tell me that. You certainly have a different attitude than you had 5 years ago.
Well,
you were
this
more
way.
You were more
5 years ago, nobody at the ranch came up to Barnes' house, the Longbow Ranch, to shoot the compound. You were a dirty, no good son of a gun, and get
right.
away from me. Today, I got plenty of friends come up with compounds and recurves and 243 rifles, and I got one guy comes up and shoots at the ranch who's got a scope that tells you how far your bullet drops, scores the buck, and also tells you what grocery store to go to, and ties into your iPod. So, yeah, I guess I've changed.
So is there a Matthews Creed in your future?
I hope not.
Come on.
I hope not.
Well,
but
you know
what?
I think the philosophy's changed only a little bit then.
Yeah, I hope not. But you know what? There may be some day that I have to shoot a compound bow, can't pull the recurve. And at that time, I will.
Yeah.
You know, right now, I can miss with the best of them.